I think the planets are a-moving and a-shaking, and there's a lot coming up. I don't know much, but my spirit guides are, like, definitely telling Sarah Spiritual to buckle up, buttercup. So I'm buckled up, and I can't wait to hear what Stacy Holler of Destiny in the Stars has to say about what the planets have in store for each one of us in our astrology, how we're going to feel the input of Mercury retrograde, and where it's going to hit each of us, and some of the other movement of the planets. I think it's jam-packed. We're building up some crazy momentum that's going to continue probably through a good part of the rest of the year. How am I doing, Stacy Holler? Did I sum it up rather well?
You're doing pretty good. I would say there's a lot of different powerful energies going on, and things are moving in different directions and kind of throwing a lot of things at us. And, of course, the message always is stick to your truth. But we got a lot to navigate this month, not just the retrograde, which is over on the 23rd. I know you've been speaking about it, but there's also that shadow that lingers on. So I would say I'd hold off on major decisions and contracts probably till August at this point, if possible. But that's not the only thing that's rocking us. Are you feeling it so far?
I am. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it kind of crazy. So it's definitely, it's here. Mercury retrograde's here. I can't argue.
Yeah. And, you know, all the usual suspects pop up, like your internet goes out or an appointment's the wrong time or somebody made a phone call that they never got. That's all the typical things.
Absolutely.
That I know. I don't think we have to tell anybody we're under Mercury retrograde anymore. I think we're all feeling it.
But what we want to look at
is, you know, where are there other opportunities this month, and what other energies do we want to take a look at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got Neptune goes retrograde on the 7th. Saturn goes retrograde on the 26th. So we've got the very powerful planets that are moving society and transforming the lives we live really starting to go retrograde. So when you said, yeah, through the end of the month, we have a lot of retrograde activity going on, which is making us stop and think and reassess. Mm-hmm. You know, Neptune is very spiritual, so we look inside for spiritual guidance. And Saturn is the planet of responsibilities, of structure, of where your lessons really are within where Saturn is in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of inner work we're going to be doing before we move forward. But it's not all inner work. I do want to talk about and mention July 29th. Now, July 29th is when the full moon is in Aquarius, but it's also the day that the sun and the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of good luck and opportunity and expansion, the sun and Jupiter are flowing conjunct in Leo, in the same energy. So many astrologers call that the day of miracles. So there is that bright shining day. So even though it is a full moon, and we'll look at everybody's sign to see where that's going to affect you in your chart, that is something to be aware of. The other energy that I want to talk about a little bit is between the 19th and the 21st, Uranus, which is the planet that we have really no control of. That's the bomb thrower. That's when crazy events come out of left field to make a big change. That energy is flowing with Pluto, and Pluto is the planet of major transformation. So we're talking about fire and air. So those are days to watch out. There, in the fire and air signs, watch out society, politics, war, technology. Watch for some things, surprises that might come up over those couple of days. So, Sarah, there's a lot of energies going on this month.
A lot of energy.
That really...
Pause
and think where we want to go.
Yeah, so let's review these dates because it's so much information. So Neptune, we're going to mark our calendars for Neptune, and that goes retrograde on the 7th. And how long does that last?
Retrograde, yeah.
That lasts how long?
Neptune retrograde. I'm looking that up now. Now, Neptune and the Saturn retrograde, here's the rub, my friends. It goes pretty much through the end of the year. So when you said this is going through the end of the year, I'm like, yep. That's when the big planets that move the Earth and the world and humanity, they're going to be in retrograde. Saturn doesn't end until December 9th. Let's see here. Neptune goes till December 11th.
Oh.
Pluto is still in retrograde through December 19th. So the big planetary retrogrades are going to hang in there really through the end of the year.
And so Saturn.
Now realize that doesn't.
So well, hold on.
The
so
pattern.
Saturn.
That's the Earth.
Yeah. So Saturn is going retrograde on is that the 11th of July? What day is that?
No, that Saturn goes retrograde on the 26th. So we have Neptune retrograde on the 7th.
Right.
And Saturn retrograde on the 26th.
Right.
Now, Mercury goes direct on the 23rd, but we'll still be feeling some of those effects for a bit. Mm-hmm. So still proceed a little cautiously, people, mm-hmm. until August. So basically, we're not making any big decisions this month. That's where we ended up. We got to reassess, reevaluate. Now, we do have the Cancer full moon on the 29th. So we want to take a look. That's the same day with the Sun-Jupiter conjunction. So something really wonderful could happen that day on the full moon. So when we go through everybody's sign, really pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign. I know for me, my rising sign rings better true than my sun sign a lot of the time. So if you don't know your rising sign, it would be a good thing to find out. And when you're looking and listening to the horoscopes tonight, pay attention to your sun sign and pay attention to your rising sign, and you'll know which one will resonate more for you. So I'd like to draw the attention to that too, Sarah.
Wonderful. And then how does someone find out what their rising sign is? Is that something you can help them with, Stacey?
Well, the rising sign is the exact time you were born. So as we know, your birth chart, your natal chart, it's a snapshot of the sky of the moment you were born and the place you were born at the exact time you were born. And your rising sign is determined, that's what sign was rising on the horizon when you were born.
Oh.
What the rising sign is how you present yourself to the world. You know, sometimes when you think you know somebody and then you get to meet them and you get to know them better and you're like, that's not the person I thought I was meeting. Well, you met the rising sign. Then you got to know their sun sign. But the rising sign is very key to your birth chart because it also shows us where a lot of other information is. And your rising sign is who you are to the world. So it is important. Now, the way to know that is you could consult an astrologer, and an astrologer could run your birth chart. And there are some online, you can get some free, but if you want a good interpretation, you could talk to an astrologer, but there could be resources to find out what your rising sign is if you go online. So if you're interested in astrology and understanding what we're talking about tonight, that's a very integral part of your entire birth chart. And what we talk about with horoscopes is, so what's happening in the skies now with the planets affecting your individual chart? So when we go through all the signs and we'll talk about, we always talk about the new moon, that sets a new cycle. So where in your life is that affecting you? And when we talk about the full moon, that's a culmination. It's interesting, Sarah, you're doing the mid-year readings, which is also appropriate when you're listening to your horoscopes tonight, because the full moon is really the culmination of what you were thinking about in the beginning of the year. What was your New Year's resolutions? What were your goals? And that starts a six-month cycle. So we're culminating that. So think about that, too. Everything in astrology is cycles, and everything is continually moving like the sky. And that's why it's important when you get your chart to know the exact time you're born, because that will get you exactly what your roadmap is.
Perfect.
Does that explain
perfect.
It, Sarah?
It does. It does. And, of course, if anyone would like their birth chart done, I know a really good astrologer. Her name is Stacey Holler, and you can reach her at destinyinthestars.com. So Yes, that would be great for anyone who's really wanting to know what's coming up and you know, how they present themselves in the world, but what their purpose is and why they're here. So, Stacy, let's rock around the astrological clock and see what's going on for all of the signs. And you be sure to tell us what to pay attention to, because I know our listeners are just dying to know, with all of this movement going on that they've all begun to feel. And you also prepped us for last month, like, oh, get ready. And so here we are. We're at this, well, this moment that we have to really pay attention. So let's take everyone around the clock and let's see what's going on as far as the astrology.
And I just do want to mention, last month we did cover for everybody where the Mercury retrograde is affecting you in your life. So go listen to last week's show, last month's show, to see where the Mercury retrograde is affecting you. But now what we're going to look at, everybody, is the new moon, the full moon, and really what you need to pay attention to. So we always start with Aries, the first sign of the astrological charts here. Now, the July 14th new moon in Cancer is in your fourth house. That's home, family, real estate. So if you're thinking about plans for your home or changes in your family or moving or renovations, now's the time to start looking at that and planning. For you, the full moon on the 29th is in your 11th house. That's friendships and networking and your long-term goals. So something could come to fruition. Maybe that's the time to figure out what groups you want to be in and what groups you don't want to be in. That's helping you or not. And the biggest aspect for you, Aries, that's Saturn and Neptune. They're moving through your sign. So it's all about your personal identity. Who do you want to be? What do you want your foundation to be moving forward for the future? Now, Taurus, the new moon is in your house of communications, conversations, contracts. It's also about your neighborhood or siblings. So in that area, start to think about what you want to envision in your life. Now, Taurus, the full moon for you in Aquarius, that's in your house of career. So something is going to trigger in your career. Maybe a turning point, a recognition, a promotion, something. And really for you, Taurus, Pluto is transforming your career. So you need to take a look at that. What are your next steps? Where do you need to step up? Gemini, the new moon for you is in your house of money. So now is the time to envision, how are you going to make new money? What are your income opportunities? Where do you get the most of your worth? The full moon for you, Gemini, is in your ninth house. Now, ninth house has to do with travel, education, media, publishing. So there could be some major decisions, Gemini, that you're going to make in those areas right around the 29th. Now, the biggest aspect for you is Uranus is in Gemini. It's shaking you up, Gemini, is your identity. And you got to be open to new possibilities and new things that could be coming your way. Now, Cancer. The new moon is in your sign, Cancer, and happy birthday to all my Cancer friends out there. So when the new moon is in Cancer for you, that's your annual reset. That's your personal reinvention time. Who do you want to be? New beginnings for you, Cancer. Now, the full moon for you is in your house of share finances, deep intimate relationships. Maybe there's some money that will be coming unexpectedly from a source that you wouldn't expect. So things could shake up in the full moon in that area for you, Cancer. Jupiter for you, Cancer, is going through your opportunities and possibilities. So keep thinking big. Leo, the new moon for you, it's about rest and healing and reflection. It's in your house of soul and behind the scenes. So what do you need to heal? That's what you want to be thinking about, Leo. The full moon for you is in your house of relationships, committed relationships. Maybe it's a time that you're going to decide, I'm going forward with this, or this one needs to end. And that could be business or love. And for you, Leo, Pluto is opposite your energy. So it's pushing you through transformation when it comes to relationships. So you're being focused there for sure. Now, Virgo, the new moon for you is in your house of friendship and networking and collaborations. It's also the house of goals. So it's time for you, Virgo, to, what are your goals over the next 6 months? Where do you want to be, and who do you want to be with when you're going along the way, and who's going to help you? The full moon for you is in your house of everyday life, Virgo. That's your home. You're very comfortable there. It's about work, wellness, daily routines. So something might come to your attention in that regard that you're going to have to pay attention to. And Uranus for you is also, you know, that house is about work. So you're being pushed also, Virgo, to think about some career shifts and new ways that you want to work in the world. Now, Libra, the new moon for you is in your house of career, so it's time for you to envision what do you want your career to look like over the next 6 months. Do you want to advance? Do you want to leave? Do you want to change what you do? The full moon for you, that's in your house of romance and creativity and children. So some things may come to a point there where you're going to be making a big change. You know, for you, Saturn and Neptune is poking at your Libra energy. So it is about where are your healthy relationships and what do they look like and what kind of boundaries do you need? Now, Scorpio, the new moon for you is in your house of travel, education, publishing, legal matters. Those are the areas you want to envision. If you've been thinking about travel, and this is the house of big travel, or starting education or going back to school, this is the time to start planning that. Now, the full moon for you is in your house of home and family. So there'll be something that's going to change that day for you on July 29th when that full moon comes having to do with home and family. The biggest aspects for you is about your home life, Scorpio. Pluto is pushing you to transform your home life and looking at making you make whatever changes with your family and restructuring you need to make. Sag, the new moon for you is in your house of shared finances and shared debt, close intimacy, inheritance. Those are the themes of that house. So if you need to work on your debt or redo your shared assets with someone, this would be the time to start doing that planning. Now, the full moon for you is in your house of conversations and communications. So there might be some decisions to be made along the way regarding that. And for you, Sag, Saturn and Neptune are in Aries, and they're pushing you to grow, to expand, to be creative and take some risks. Sag, you know all about risk-taking. Now, Capricorn, the new moon for you is in your house of committed relationships. So now it's a time for new beginnings. That's committed in terms of romance and love or in business. The full moon, Capricorn, is in your house of money. So financial clarity is coming to you. Where do you need to make your money and what's your relationship with money is going to be the focal point on that full moon. Pluto is pushing you, Capricorn, to transform how you feel about income and security. What really holds the value for you in the long run? Aquarius, your new moon is in the sixth house, everyday life, work, health, wellness. You need to get to a gym. You need to make those doctor's appointments. That's where the focus is going to be. Now, the full moon for you, Aquarius, in your sign, personal breakthrough, there's going to be a turning point for you, Aquarians. Some major personal breakthrough or some turning point is going to come to be. Think about what you were looking at in the beginning of the year that you wanted to happen. Pluto in Aquarius is transforming your identity and your long-term future. And Pisces, your new moon in Cancer is in your house of romance and creativity and joy and passion and projects. Think about where you want to shine your talent. The full moon is in your 12th house. That's closure and endings and healing. And that's the time that you're going to be able to release from the past what you need to release. Because Saturn and Neptune are pushing you to rethink about your self-worth and your long-term security. So as you can see, as the major planets there are pushing the world and society, it's also showing up where in our lives we're being shown this is an area we need to transform. So I hope that helps everybody. I know when you listen, you're probably shaking your head like, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with now. I know for sure that was my reaction, and it's all right here. So if you're dealing with some struggling, know that these points are coming up that are going to trigger us being able to move forward in whatever direction our spirit guides are moving us towards. So, Sarah, what do we always say? Stick to your truth. Follow your path, right?
Mm-hmm. And at this point, expect the unexpected, right? And look at it as a blessing in disguise, no matter what it is. Because the universe is going to shuttle us through so that we can be in alignment with where we're ultimately meant to be.
You know, we talked about a while ago that our country is going through a Pluto return. So, and we're watching it every day. Who do we want to be? What country do we want to be? We're assessing everything. And it's happening to each one of us in our own personal lives as well.
Yes.
So I think that's why it feels so heavy for everyone, because we're going through it personally. And then, I don't know, you look out the window or you talk to somebody or you answer the phone and you realize you're not the only one who is really navigating these heavy energies. So I say stick and help each other. That's how we're going to get through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love is always the answer, and support. And we appreciate your support here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. We're so glad to have you join us in the beginning of every month to share with us your wisdom and your knowledge of astrology so that our listeners can grow and get the information they need to navigate the month and understand and deepen their feelings and sensitivity to what's going on around them, and then to come to the understanding as to what is influencing that so that they have a better handle as to what their choices really could be with the power of knowledge that you're giving them. So we appreciate that greatly, Stacy, and we know that you take a lot of time to prep to present all this information to everyone. It's not just popping on the radio show and rattling this off, because there's so much more behind the scenes. So we know there's a lot of time that goes into this preparation. So we are appreciative of that. And those of you listening, visit destinyinthestars.com. There you'll find more information on the wonderful sessions that Stacy offers and how she presents the information. So go ahead to destinyinthestars.com and register for your natal chart reading, and let's see, or perhaps your birthday's coming up and we need to see your little sun report for this year, like what's going to happen next in this upcoming year. So go to destinyinthestars.com. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Always my pleasure. Remember, we're all in this together. So I look forward to talking to you again next month. Happy July 4th, everyone.
Happy July 4th, Stacy. We appreciate you. And, until next month, bye for now.
Bye for now.